ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धर्षज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। यू लाइक द ड्रामा? Was a real life story, not just a drama. Life story of Bilumangal Thakur. Could lights be further dimmed? I want to see my audience. Would like to see. Do some adjustment. Without light, not just, I'm not a dancer that focus on. They don't have to see me, just they could hear me. Full light. Okay, there you are. From darkness to light. The drama was entitled as The Transformation of the Heart. That is also transformation of the consciousness also, or the revolution in consciousness. It changed Bilumangal personally, gave a biographical sketch of his own biography. What kind of person he was, or what kind of heart, what kind of consciousness he had once as he was a young man. And different events led to, first of all, him taking steps. For Bilumangal, Chintamani acted like a Siksha Guru or Vartma Pradarsha Guru. He decided to take life seriously. He decided to find Krishna. He was now headed towards Vrindavan. And finally he was there, having encounter with Krishna himself. See, he made a full circle from his totally materially absorbed, full of lust consciousness to full of Krishna consciousness. We saw in the drama, which was also as the case with the life of Bill Mungo. Krishna was away, or he took few extra minutes to reach Bill Mungo, and he was feeling uneasy, not comfortable at all, feeling separation from his Krishna. And as Bill Mungo, Nandulal finally arrived, Bill Mungal says, I only think of you, Nandulal. Who are you? He had become so much conscious, always thinking, at every step he was thinking of Nandulal, who was, he realized later on, he was non-different from Krishna. Srila Prabhupada established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Society means, of course, the people, public, not the mundane public, but personalities. But what kind of personalities? Krishna Consciousness, International Society, men, women, children. What sort of men, women, children? Krishna conscious. Conscious of Krishna. Consciousness is symptom of the soul. We touch the body and we feel. That feeling is the consciousness which pervades the body. Bigger the body, consciousness is spread over that bigger body. Also, but in bodily concept of life, one thinks his body and then he's materially conscious, or conscious of not himself but also other family members, their children, or wife, or a boyfriend, or whatever, girlfriend. People are conscious. Oh, this is my child's shoe. The mother is conscious. As soon as he looks at the shoe, oh, this is my little boy's shoe. Oh, this is a ball. This is my little boy's ball. Oh, this is my husband's coat. And the boyfriend, girlfriends, so many things, as they look at different objects belonging to their beloveds, that reminds them of their beloved. They are conscious. So when devotee becomes conscious like that, oh, this world, this is Krishna's world. Sarvaloka mahi, everything all around me is Krishna's property. Here is a beautiful flower. Let me offer this to Krishna. Krishna conscious devotees thinking like that. Materialistic person is thinking, oh, what a beautiful flower. Let me bring this to my girlfriend or my boyfriend. What's the difference? Difference of the consciousness. Whatever the kind of the glasses you wear, if you wear the glasses with a green color, you will see whole world looking greenish. If your glasses are of a blue color, everything turns blue. Consciousness is like that. Material consciousness and person, oh, this is it's me and this is mine. Well, Krishna consciousness, which Prabhupada defines as Krishna consciousness, meaning clear consciousness. When consciousness becomes clear, devotee thinks everything, this is Krishna's. Let me offer, use everything in service of Krishna. The materialistic consciousness is boso aham. Aham bosaha asmi. From there, from that kind of aham or ishwaro aham consciousness, one comes to the conclusion, not boso aham, daso aham dasosmi. That is Krishna consciousness. Conditioned soul tries to take the position of the Lord. In the words of Srila Prabhupada, people want kingdom of God, but without God. Why would they want God? Because they think, I am God. They're taking position of God and would like to enjoy like God. As a few minutes ago, I was reminded of something, some 34-year-old experience. I was in the Hare Krishna temple only for a week or so, and my brother had come to bring me back to village. You had to come, otherwise mother may give up her life. So I did go. They were promising, just spend a few days and come back. So I went to the village. My family had purchased a radio, a new radio. And they used to put film songs a lot of times. And brahmachari as I was, new brahmachari, I had spent some time in Hare Krishna land. I was understanding all the songs which I had to hear were just complete maya. The man taking turn, maybe Amitabh Bachchan, was he around that time? Him taking turns singing a song, glorifying the woman. And then after a few minutes, it was turn of a woman to now glorify the man, his eyes, his arms, his jina to kya jina. And like that, they were going back and forth. Man glorifying woman, woman glorifying man. Your face is just like a moon and you're disgusting. But I, being a junior member of the family, and it's a new toy, this radio, there was no way I could have stopped the radio playing. So I was trying to, I came up with the idea. I said, I could do one thing. And this is what I started doing. Whenever the actor, he would sing, I used to think, oh, this is Krishna singing now. And whenever it was turn of an actress singing, I used to think, oh, now these are gopis are now glorifying. It is like that. Only personalities we should be glorifying are Radha and Krishna. Radha glorifies Krishna, Krishna glorifies Radha, and we hear and we relish that the glory, the beauty. Sri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Namnam Pratikshana Asvadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. How pleasing it is that Radha Madhav or Radha Govind Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumadaha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanasthau Sri Sri Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthalihi Sevyamanam Smarami. There is the beautiful forest of Vrindavan and the desire tree. Underneath one desire tree, right there, there's a throne bedecked with jewels. Upon their throne, there is Govinda, Radha Govind, and so many damsels. So many gopis are serving that Radha and Govinda and Smarami. I would like to meditate upon that Radha Govind who is being served by Lalita and Vishakha and Champaklata and Tungavidya and so that is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna conscious meditation. That is Krishna consciousness. On the contrary, would like everything, all that description, that forest fine, tree fine, throne fine, I am there, and woman there, and I am being served. But I am being served. I am in the center. I am the enjoyer. So from that kind of the false position that we take, that kind of consciousness that we have in this material world, to get rid of that, minimize, diminish, by process of bhakti yoga, cultivating that dasosmi in the place of bososmi, and come to the realization, the fact, that I am just servant of Krishna. My position is to serve Him eternally. So, revolution in consciousness. Change something within you. Just change one thing and then everything changes. What is that? Changing one thing, everything changes. Like, change the color of the glass and the world is of different color. So that is consciousness. Change the consciousness. Make it Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness. And that revolution is most desirable. Otherwise this world has seen so many revolutions. Revolution, dissolution, no solution. Srila Prabhupada used to say something. So, world is going through, they make so many transformations and changes, French Revolution, this revolution. But Srila Prabhupada has given to this world the process so that we attain our original consciousness, and that is Krishna consciousness. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So the goal of our festival here, 3-day festival, also was transformation or revolution in consciousness, and we are confident that this 3 days experience has transformed myself also, yourself more and more, and now we are more Krishna conscious than what we were 3 days ago. Yes or no? Okay, then our whole endeavor is worthwhile.